Okay, so how do I do this podcast thing? Let me see. There's the microphone. Got the mixer here. I guess this goes there. All right, I'm just fooling with you. Of course I know how to do this. I've been in radio for well over a decade. I've been hosting a three-hour-long current affairs program on national radio in Belgium. I started listening to podcasts when the medium was still in its early stages, and I started my own podcasting in Dutch back in 2010. Now, initially, my podcast started as a way of keeping communication lines open with friends and family, because I was moving from Europe to Canada at that time. Podcasting about my immigration adventures, well, it seemed the natural thing to do. First of all, I've always been an audio freak and radio guy, hoarding recordings of old radio shows, interviews, news items, documentaries, but also very personal audio. The voices of my wife and kids, for example, my own personal reflections, my audio diary, audio tours of places I visit, and so on. And podcasting, it was just the right and logical thing to do for me. And secondly, starting my own podcast kept the radio virus alive after I quit my job on national radio back in Belgium. On peak moments, I used to broadcast on that public radio station for almost 500,000 people. So getting on my soapbox and sharing my thoughts with the world through a podcast grew organically. Now, this was all in Dutch, my native language, as you can tell from my heavy accent. So sharing my thoughts with the world was, in fact, sharing my thoughts with a very tiny little part of the world. There's the limited scope of the language, but also podcasting is quite a new thing in the lowlands. There's only a handful of podcasts in Dutch and even less people listening to this limited content. So, after a while, I got frustrated. Podcasting in my own language was fun and it grew into a serious hobby with a loyal following, but it felt like giving a great speech in a small room with a small number of people listening, while all the time you could see the big auditorium through the glass window, but you just couldn't reach it. I just had to take it to the next level. And in this case, taking it to the next level meant podcasting in English. But then immediately came this question: what am I going to talk about? My Dutch podcast was focused on my very personal immigration endeavors, but my English podcast would have to be more than just my regular updates about my immigration, right? There's an old saying among podcasters that you should find a niche to fill, that you should carve out your own specific target audience with a show about German poodles, for example, or a certain type of stamps. Well, here's the problem. I don't like poodles, and I couldn't care less about stamps. All this to say, there's no real niche I can identify myself with. Unless maybe everything that's radio-related or audio-related or podcasting itself. But that market has been flooded with specialists, consultants, and podcast coaches. So although podcasting topics could and will be part of the show I do, it would not be the main focus. The other most important thing when you start a podcast is passion. I always hear podcast with passion. Talk about something you like and you feel comfortable with, and more importantly, talk about it with passion and the public will follow. That's what I've been told numerous times. Somebody once said on a podcast, of course, consider your podcast as a get-together with friends where you talk all passionately about whatever comes to mind, as long as it stays interesting for the group and there's a common ground you cover. And then it struck me. While searching for a topic to talk about in my soon-to-be English podcast, I wondered, what am I saying on other communication channels? What am I posting on Twitter or Facebook? What do I share on my Dutch blog? Well, analyzing your social media activity, ladies and gentlemen, is an eye-opening exercise, trust me. My own endeavors come down to a few clusters: personal experiences and stories, personal pictures, interesting articles, links to either funny, newsworthy, or interesting content, references to other podcasts, and an occasional joke or one-liner. So there it was, on a golden plate, a table of content for my brand new podcast. A Twitter feed transformed into a podcast. Hey, if it's good enough to dump on somebody's timeline, it must be good enough to transplant to a podcast, right? So let's make this a podcast about the things I come across. Kind of a personal view on what's out there with a recurring special interest for podcasting, radio, and or audio. And I'm flexible enough to switch formats or styles if necessary. You'll hear me in this home studio, you'll hear me on the road or in somebody else's living room, and I'd love to bring in a panel of co-hosts, do a longer interview maybe once in a while, or bring you an outside recording. It really doesn't matter. This is my personal podcasting journey, and you are welcome to jump on the train when you like, or jump off the train for that matter. So let's call my own podcast a show about anything and nothing, so to speak. Now let's start all over again, and this time, it's for real. So to Speak Podcast, Episode 1.
Good morning.
Do you have a rien?
What is this?
Pardon my French.
It's not a tumor.
That is what they have been saying, you idiot.
Hello? Anybody home? Hey!
Man.
Wait, let me explain something to you.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the So To Speak podcast, a show about anything and nothing with a special interest for podcasting, radio and audio in general. And all our content comes with an accent, as you can hear, because, as you know, everything just sounds better with an accent, at least that's what I believe. And I am Load Rules, I'm an audio freak, news junkie, communicator and European-Canadian. I gotta tell you, I started this very first episode a little irritated because just before I hit the recording button, my phone rang. And when I picked up the phone, it was one of these awkward and very irritating marketing calls. A marketeer called me. It was, first of all, bad timing. I was in the middle of something, just about to record this podcast episode. And secondly of all, and this made me really mad, it was my cell phone. Now, usually I get a lot of my marketing calls on the landline. It's something you never can actually completely eliminate. And my landline actually accounts for most of my marketing calls. But this time it was different. They called me on my cell phone, and I really don't know how they got a hold of my cell phone. And that's like really an invasion of your privacy. I guess we all kind of get used to the idea of a marketing call on your landline. I don't even consider it anymore like a privacy breach because it's just a part of your daily life. And every week we all get these marketing calls. But this was different. My cell phone really was an invasion of my privacy. That's what I felt at that time. And instead of asking what I should have asked, like why and how did you get my cell phone number, I just went along with the call and I answered a few questions, and then I abruptly said, you know what, I'm in the middle of something, I don't really have time to do this, and I hang up on the girl because it was a female telemarketer. And when I put down the phone, it occurred to me that I listened very recently to a very nice prank done by Tom Mabe. Tom Mabe is an American comedian and prankster. He's kind of a celebrity among pranksters because he achieved notability with a prank response he did once to telemarketing calls. Now, there's a little story about Tom Mabe. I was told that he has a little notepad and a script, actually, next to his phone lying in his living room. And every time the phone rings, he picks up a portable recorder as well, and he picks up the script, hoping that it is a telemarketing call, because he likes to play jokes with telemarketers. He likes to do little pranks with these people when they call. And then, on a blue Monday morning, a few years ago, it was his lucky day because this was the call that was going to make history. He picked up the phone, and on the other side of the line was a telemarketer who was not realizing he was about to play around with. And what Tom Mabe actually did was perform a very well done play and a very nice scene he put on there, and the guy on the other side of the phone didn't really know what was going on, but he was pulled into this magnificent story. It's one of the major hits on YouTube, and it's a really nice prank with a telemarketing call. I suggest we're going to listen to it. Here's Tom May picking up the phone when he gets a call from a telemarketer. Enjoy.
Yes, can I speak with Tom May?
Who's calling?
Well, this is Mike Stewart with Network. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold that thought. Hold on one second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother
you. No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No, look, we'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of that envelope to ensure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
4715 West Street.
Now, hold on. That's 478?
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes. Okay.
Get the Littleton Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Give them this information. Tell them he's being sought in connection with a fatal shooting, an aggravated robbery. How did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Well, wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department?
No.
I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in Colorado.
No, don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. Have you ever been to his place of residence?
No.
All right, and tell me again, where were you last night between the hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable about any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, just calm down. Calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a flaming homosexual. And there's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but... Were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell kind of a question?
Look. If gay is your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in that closet. I'm not saying I haven't thought about myself, you know. Say I was in Las Vegas or something, a couple drinks, cute little Mexican midget.
This is
Sam
ridiculous.
Caleb?
This is really good. It makes my day every time I listen to it, and it's really enjoyable. It never gets old. Every time I hear this audio clip, it makes me laugh, and that's a good thing. And there's a little story I just read about Tom Mabe while the clip was playing. I was Googling Tom Mabe, and I saw that there's an unofficial event that Tom Mabe is also known for. It took place when the telemarketeers apparently gathered in Washington, D.C. with the hopes of discouraging any laws that would prevent telemarketing. So they were all gathering in Washington, D.C., and Mabe found out about it. Mabe exactly knew where the telemarketeers were staying, what hotel, and he checked into the same hotel. So imagine that. He even found out what rooms they were staying in that night in Washington, D.C. And Mabe took the initiative to call the telemarketeers at 3 a.m. at night, and he was pretending to sell them sleeping pills. So you can just imagine the scene, and you can imagine the phone call that Mabe was making to the different telemarketeers. This occurrence allowed his audience from Paul Harvey to the New York Times to announce that Tom Mabe was their new hero. I'm just reading this off Wikipedia, so it's a really nice joke. And if you Google Tom Mabe, and if you actually put his name into YouTube, you will find not only this particular prank I just played, but also a lot of other pranks, drive-through pranks at fast food restaurants. He does a lot of these pranks that are really nice to look at and to listen at. So this is really good audio, and it came back to me just a few minutes before I hit the recording button on this podcast, because I was called myself. And, you know, every time I hear this audio clip from Tom Mabe, I think, oh, this is what I'm going to do next time when I get a marketing call. But it always turns out differently. It's, well, I'm not a good actor for sure. It has to be scripted. I should write it down exactly what to say, but I don't have the script, obviously, when they call me, especially not on my cell phone. So I don't think I will ever be as smooth as Tom Mabe to respond to a marketing call like this. All right, this is at least partially a show about podcasting as well. I warned you in the beginning because I am an avid listener of podcasts and I am a diehard fan of this way of communicating. I think it's one of the best and the most powerful communication vehicles to bring your message across, to be honest, both for personal and professional reasons. And there's one news item and one news clip I just love to share with you. If you're in the podcast realm, if you're in the podcast world, you've obviously heard this already, but Ice-T will release his own podcast. And by the time you are listening to this, Ice-T has launched his very first podcast episode. I have an article from the Hollywood Reporter here in front of me. It says that as Ice-T has seemingly ventured into writing, acting, and reality television, the rapper's next media frontier is talk radio via the podcast, the Hollywood Reporter has learned. Ice-T will co-host Ice-T Final Level with his longtime friend and manager Mick Benzo, known as Zulu Beats on Sirius XM. And they will discuss relevant issues, take calls from listeners, and chat with featured guests from the entertainment world. The show will release new episodes twice a month, beginning January 7th. So right now, when I'm recording this, it's January 19th. So by the time I issue this episode, Ice-T has issued his own very first episode of Final Level. There's a great quote from Ice-T in the article. It says, podcasting is a great next step for me and my guy. It's an uncensored medium and it's a direct connection with my fans. So that's what Ice-T said in a statement. Mick and I can explore any topic we're interested in without restrictions, from video games to philosophy to rap and rock. And I also don't have to leave my crib. End of quote. The show show's debut episode has Ice-T narrating personal experiences while revealing a distaste from those who can't separate him from a cop character on Law and Order SVU. He also declares his love for Brad Pitt, his passion for gymnastics, and gives practical advice on living and loving. Created with digital audio from the Paragon Collective, Ice-T Final Level will launch free for listeners with sponsors Squarespace and NatureBox. Ice-T is also set to release a new album as part of a heavy metal band, Body Count, in 2014. The Ice-T Final Level podcast will be available through his website and obviously through iTunes beginning of January. So obviously when I'm reading this to you, this is old news because he has issued his first episode and it should be on iTunes. I didn't have the chance to really look at it and listen to it, but I will certainly do that in the next few days. I think this is great news, to be very honest. This is great news for podcasting and podcasters because it means that another celebrity has embraced the podcast vehicle as a meaningful way to share his or her message. Personally, I don't really know Ice-T. Well, obviously, I know him, but I don't really follow his career. I don't know his music. I don't know his writing. I don't know his acting. I'm not really a fan of Law and Order. Never actually saw the series. So even if I don't know who Ice-T is and what he's doing, I still think this is great news because it's one step closer for podcasting into the mainstream world. And it's good because a lot of diehard fans of Ice-T will probably have never heard from podcasting, but the minute they learn that their big idol is issuing a podcast, is doing a podcast, they will do whatever they can to find this radio show, because that's probably what they think it is. And it's kind of a radio show, I know. So this means a lot of extra audience, a lot of new listeners for podcasts. So I can only encourage the fact that Ice-T is jumping on the podcasting train. Good for him, good for us, and good for podcasting in general. All right. Each episode, I also want to promote one or two podcasts I listen to myself. We will add the links in our show notes. You can find them, by the way, at sotospeak.blogspot.com. And if you are a podcaster and you're interested in being featured in this show, the only way to get featured is following us on Twitter and drop me a line there so I'll notice you and I can add you to this overview. So your key to success for being featured in my own little podcast here is following us on Twitter and sending me a message. And by the way, I'll make sure the podcast plugging is done at the end of each show so that listeners who are not really interested in this section of the show can just fast forward or leave the show if they want. Now, I did a lot of thinking about the very first podcast, the very first show I should and could promote in my own very first episode. And the logical choice, obviously, would be a podcast that has given me great advice and inspiration to start podcasting or to take my existing Dutch podcast to the next level. And that's exactly what the baseline of the show I'm going to talk about is. Today, I want to promote the podcast Answer Man, a.k.a. Cliff Ravenscraft. Now, Cliff is one of the few people on this planet that has turned his hobby of podcasting into his job. Or, well, it's more his calling, as he says himself. He's a professional podcasting mentor. He's a coach. He has recorded thousands of episodes of different kinds of types of shows, not only about podcasting, but about a lot of other things, including some nice TV series. The Podcast Answer Man gives you great advice about the art of podcasting, but it's much more than this. It's everything you do in life, taking it to the next level. That's his baseline, and that's what he's doing. It's a great show. It has great content. And I'm planning to play the first minute of the shows I will be promoting in this, so to speak, podcast, because I think the very first minute of a podcast is like the first two or three pages of a book. You usually know right there and right then if you will enjoy the book or not. And if the first few pages are not reeling you in, and if you have difficulty plowing through, well, then it won't work. I think it goes for books. I think also it goes for podcasts. So that's why I want to share with you the very first minute of the Podcast Answer Man. Here we go.
Entertaining, educational, and encouraging content that makes a difference. This is GSPN.TV.
Join the community.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte of This Week in Tech, and you're listening, you're smart, to Cliff Ravenscraft. He is the Podcast Answer Man.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Answer Man. My name is Cliff Ravenscraft, and this, my friends, is the podcast about podcasting, helping you take your show to the next level. It doesn't matter if you're a brand new podcaster, if you have been podcasting for many years, or you haven't quite yet recorded that first episode. There's something we can all do to take our show and everything we do in life to the next level. That's right, my friends, and I am so excited to be here today.
And then it goes on for about 40 to 50 minutes. Sometimes these episodes are an hour or more, but I think you can immediately hear it's a very professional sound. It's very structured and well presented. It's a great format, and most of all, it's great content, very useful content, not only for podcasting, but for everything we do in life in general. You can find Podcast Answer Man on iTunes, or if you Google the name immediately, you will see that the first site that shows up is Cliff Ravenscraft's site, Podcast Answer Man. So if you want to know more about podcasting, if you want to just listen to it and see if it's something for you, by all means, go to their site or click to our site, and we'll put it up in our show notes. That's, so to speak, show.blogspot.com. Good job, Cliff, and thanks for everything you have done for the podcast community. So it's time to wrap up things for today, a little shorter than usual. You can find us at sotospeakshow.blogspot.com, or you can find us on Twitter at sotospeakshow. Sotospeakshow, that's our username. Not sotospeak, because that was claimed by somebody else, and it brings you to a completely different page. So find us on Twitter at sotospeakshow. Don't forget the show. Until the next time on So to Speak. Now that the show is over, don't forget to support us by clicking the Amazon logo on our website before you go shopping on Amazon. It won't cost you anything, and we get a few cents when you buy your stuff through our link. So we would be grateful if you bookmarked that link or clicked the Amazon logo on our site. That's at sotospeak.blogspot.com. So sotospeak.blogspot.com. It's in the left top corner of your screen. Thank you.